What's up, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Dan Schaefer with me. He's the political editor for Civic Media. Thanks so much for spending an hour with all of us today, Dan. You're going to have to turn Dan's mic on for me, Cardi.
Sorry about that,
That's all right. We want to pre-combobulate 2025.
That's right.
What are, like, the top few things that you think people should keep their eye on for 2025?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we talked about what happened in 2024. There were so many elections in 2024, and we're going to have more of them in 2025. But I think the main way that the cycle works in the state of Wisconsin is we have an election year, and then we have a budget year.
Right? Yes.
So I think if we're looking ahead to what the big story is going to be for 2025, it is going to be the state budget. And I think it is going to be, you know, there's some really important battles to come on K-12 education funding, on higher education funding, on tax cuts, on so many different things. And I think that is going to be certainly going to dominate the early part of the year for the policy conversation, which I know you love here on this show.
Sure do. Love me some wonk. We basically got into the discussion about education funding right at the top of our chat today. And I think that's a big one to watch in this next budget fight.
Yeah, and I think that is a big one. We're going to see, you know, a debate on taxes. You know, Robin Voss has already signaled, like, oh, he wants a tax cut. Republicans hitting their one economic policy button yet again that they have.
That's real fair right there. Have you ever heard anything salient from Republicans that is of any substance other than, like, tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get a little deregulation, but deregulation is always a version of tax cuts, really.
Yeah. And so I had a chance to talk this week with Greta Neubauer, the Democratic minority leader, about some of that. And so she's like, yeah, we can have a conversation about tax cuts, about what that might be, but we want it centered on middle class and people and working class and people who really need a couple extra bucks in their pocketbook, and not the wealthiest Wisconsinites and the big corporations, which,
not,
you know,
Tim Michaels.
We've all followed Robin Voss's time as assembly speaker for long enough where we're not going to be surprised by a tax cut that is very tilted in that direction. So, you know, that's going to be a really important debate coming up this year as well.
Folks, that is Dan Schaefer. He's the political editor here at Civic Media. We're pre-combobulating 2025. The budget fight is huge, I think, as well. And I'd like your thoughts on it. The Supreme Court race in April. Listen, Wisconsinites, you want reasonableness. You want maps where districts are competitive, where your elected officials actually have to respond to your requests and needs, no matter what side of the aisle you may lean towards or consider yourself a part of. This Supreme Court race will matter. Tell us what to expect, Dan.
Yeah, this is going to be huge. We, you know, 2023, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race was the most expensive state Supreme Court race ever in American history, I believe. It's certainly possible that this will eclipse that. So as much as, you know, I was saying that we have this cycle of we have an election year and then we have a budget year. Well, it's Wisconsin. We don't really get that much of a break from the election cycle. So we're kind of in this space right now where we're not really ramped up for what the state Supreme Court race will be. But, you know, Judge Susan Crawford, the candidate endorsed by the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate, you know, it looks like it's just going to be a two-horse race in this one.
I have a funny Schimmel story.
Okay.
Brad is a short little guy.
Is he?
Yeah, real short. And he has met me on a number of occasions. Legally related stuff.
Sure.
Going back to when I sued the opioid manufacturers and distributors when I was still at Milwaukee County, and just a bunch of things. And he's been a judge, etc. So we're both lawyers. We'd run into each other. I also happen to play the violin, and I've done it for a long time. So on occasion, I'll get a call, hey, can you play at this wedding or what have you?
Sure.
So I played a wedding. And, you know, you wear all black when you do this because you're not the thing, right? You just blend in. And Schimmel was the officiant. Okay. And we were running through the ceremony and I'm playing and doing my thing. And Schimmel keeps looking at me. And he keeps looking at me because, you know, I'm 6 feet tall. I had heels. And eventually we got done with the run through and he comes up to me. And he's like, where do I know you from? Right. Because I was there as a musician and he was just, his brain was just like, where do I know this lady from? Yeah. And you know, I'm tall. So I kind of start. So I helped him out a little bit. He's very nice man. Interpersonally. Very, very nice man. Again, a short little fellow.
Oh, that's a funny moment. Yeah.
Yes. So pre-combobulating, yes, the budget fight clearly and the Supreme Court race. Do you have a third item that you're keeping your eye on?
Yeah, I think it's the, you know, we've seen so much of it and we've talked about it a little bit, the referenda of things.
Yes.
And I think that's just going to be a really big story if we go forward in the same way this year. And I think, you know, I think it'll only have the option to do that in the spring election. So I think, you know, we'll turn right back around and get into election cycle for the Supreme Court race, which, like you mentioned, I think is going to be huge and tremendously important to keep that pro-democracy majority that we have on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. I guess the third thing, you know, and I've been reporting about it a little bit, Ben Wickler, what's he going to do? Is he going to win this race for DNC chair? And what type of, you know, kind of ripple effects that we'll have for the state party, for the, you know, the 2026 governor's race, for all sorts of different things.
Ben, we need you. Yeah, but so does the country, perhaps, and the party. Folks, that's Dan Schaefer. He's the political editor here at Civic Media. You can find all of his great work and join the recombobulation by going to civicmedia.us. Is it still on Substack, too?
That's right. You can still subscribe to the Recombobulation area. Get those email stories, all of the roundups of all of my radio appearances from week to week.
I've been getting those for years. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you. Thanks for your help today. I'm Maggie Dawn. Everybody, keep it locked. When we come back, I've got Terry Barr with What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.